Previously on 24.
There are cabinet members who question whether you're fit to continue as chief executive of this country.
Mr. President, we are invoking the 25th Amendment.
What I intend to show is a pattern of erratic and irrational behavior on your part since the start of this crisis.
You see the results?
The vote is against you.
I must ask you to remove yourself from the decision-making process.
I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States. So help me God.
I just got a message that the President called off the military offensive over an hour ago. Is it true?
Yes.
And you knew about it?
I did.
And you didn't tell me? Why are you so determined to keep my people processing intel in an operation that's been scrapped?
There's a strong possibility the White House will reinstate the attack order.
Dad?
Sweetheart.
Tony told me you were alive. I've been trying to reach you.
Are you still at the sheriff's station?
They're taking me to the Matheson's house. So pack up my things. Glad you're okay.
Me too. You got the audio file?
No.
What do you mean, no? Are you telling me that there's no audio file on that chip?
There were. They were destroyed when the chip was damaged.
Michelle was able to trace the sequence back to a hacker named Alex Hewitt.
You think this is the technician that created the Cypress audio file?
Yes.
I'm checking up on an address of a man who engineered the Cypress recording for Kingsley.
Are you absolutely convinced that the Cypress recording was forged?
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
Alex?
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Hewitt's not here.
Not surprised. Check the garage, see if his car's still here.
Even with the delay, we predict we have not lost the element of surprise. As you can see here, sir, the primary targets are still relatively unguarded. Resistance should be insignificant.
When were these pictures taken?
10 minutes ago, sir.
Then we can proceed with the attack as originally planned.
Yes, Mr. President.
I need your key code, sir.
How much longer is Prescott going to detain me?
Until after the press conference. In a couple of hours, he's going to announce the U.S. response to the bomb and his ascension to the office. Your key codes belong to President Prescott now. It's protocol.
Why Chappelle called this meeting?
No, we just told everybody to save their work and get in here.
The information you are about to receive is confidential. It'll stay inside until it's been made public, which should be in the next few hours. The cabinet has invoked the 25th Amendment and removed David Palmer from office. Jim Prescott is now the president.
Why?
That isn't relevant to our charge.
Yes, it is, Ryan.
What's your problem, Almeida?
I think we all know that President Palmer was removed because he didn't want to go on with the bombings. That makes what Jack Bauer's doing even more relevant.
Bauer has cried wolf twice already. He's come up with nothing. I have a standing order from District that disallows any further resources from being expended on him.
Why is everybody so afraid to look at all the sides of this thing? What if Jack Bauer's right? What if that Cypress recording was forged and we're about to bomb three innocent countries? You're going to tell me that's not relevant?
Tony, let me first say that your office has done a remarkable job today. There is no way that the people on the Hill are not going to reward every one of you for the role you've played in averting disaster.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Let me finish. The success of this office today is due in large part to the technical team. The same team that has concluded that the Cypress audio is an untreated, unforged original. There comes a time when you have to let go. Not every hunch works out. Bauer's chasing a ghost. I can't put it any simpler than that. That's all.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I have to talk to somebody in Prescott's staff. If and when Jack comes in here with the evidence, we have to have somebody in place to take it to.
Be careful, Tony. Chappelle finds out you're doing an end run.
I know.
The car's gone.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Well, there's nothing left here. I'm sure that Kingsley had his people take anything important. We've got to find Hewitt. Let's go.
Stop right there. Sit down. Sit down. Don't move. Don't move. Who are you? Don't look at her. Look at me. Who are you?
I'm nobody.
He's my private bodyguard.
Secret Service. X. Mrs. Palmer.
Jack Bauer.
Stand up.
Why?
Stand up!
What are you gonna do to me?
Turn around.
I'm not carrying any weapons.
Take a seat. What are you doing here?
I'm trying to help David.
Help David with what? You're no longer part of his life.
Don't believe everything you read in the papers. David's asked me to pool my resources to see if I could find out anything about the people behind the bomb.
I don't believe you.
I don't care what you believe. Do you know who did this? Who ransacked this place? You must be here for the same reason I am.
What reason would that be?
To find Alex Hewitt.
Why?
Well, you must know. You're here.
Why don't you tell me?
He created a recording that's about to start a war.
How do you know about that?
I don't like the way this conversation is going. You will answer my
questions. How do you know about the Cypress
audio? How dare you talk down!
Miss Palmer, I am not a politician, and I'm not going to debate this with you, so answer my question. What do you know about the Cypress recording?
I know about it because every expert in the government with priority clearance has been working on it for the past 6 hours. I've got a lot of sources.
What do you know about Alex Hewitt?
I know that he's a freelance audio technician.
Who's he work for?
A man named Peter Kingsley.
Why?
Kingsley represents Caspian Sea oil interests that want the United States to go to war with the Middle East. Kingsley hired Alex Hewitt to fabricate the Cypress recording. You know, Mr. Bauer, I've walked the corridors of power my entire life. You'd be surprised how much information you can get if you have something to trade. What are you doing?
Take a seat. Take a seat. Slowly, I want to see both your hands! Now! Now!
Please don't hurt me!
Get on the ground!
Okay, okay.
Don't move! Get on the ground! Who are you?
Miss Palmer.
Alex.
You said on the phone that you would help me. Why does he have a gun?
Shut up. Go sit with her.
How do you do it?
Move! Move!
You said you'd come in. You
Shut up, Alex. Don't say anything in front of this man. He's a federal agent.
Mrs. Palmer, shut up.
I am not talking
shut
to you.
Shut up.
Don't say anything, Alex. Alex, don't say anything.
You're going to talk to me now. You took voice samples from the leaders of three Middle Eastern countries and intercut them with Syed Ali's voice to create the Cyprus audio.
I didn't say that.
And Peter Kingsley pays you for it.
No!
You were a traitor to your country, Alex. Do you know what they're gonna do to you?
I'm not. I didn't know, I swear. Look, I already told this to Mrs. Palmer. Get her in here. She'll tell you.
Forget about her. She's not gonna help you. But if you tell me everything that I need to know about the Cyprus audio, I will do everything that I can.
Look, I'm not gonna say anything else until I talk to a lawyer.
I am your lawyer, son. Those people that you were working for, they thought you were going to die in the bomb blast. They're going to keep coming after you. So if you want to stay alive, you better start telling me everything I need to know.
No, I only want to talk to Mrs. Palmer.
Why her? How's she connected to this? How do you know her?
Just met her today. She called, said she could help me. Look, I know who she is. She's the president's ex-wife. She's got connections high up.
She can't help you now. I'm the only one who can help you now.
I want to talk to her.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. Give me your keys.
What?
Give me your keys. Which one of these locks this door?
This one.
Step back.
What did he say?
What are you doing here, Miss Palmer? And please don't tell me it's to help the president.
All right. I came here to protect myself. I told you Alex was paid by Kingsley to record certain conversations. Well, some of those conversations were with me. They incriminate me.
So you know Peter Kingsley. You're collaborating with him.
He assured me that the bomb would never go off.
What were you thinking? What the hell were you thinking?
Who are you calling?
CTU. I'm a sworn federal agent, Mrs. Palmer. You just confessed to a federal crime.
I suggest you hang up that phone, Mr. Bauer.
It's Jack Bauer. I need to speak to Tony Almeida.
I am the only one who could get Hewitt to cooperate, and for that I'll want full immunity from prosecution. Now hang up the phone. And I'll tell you everything.
Jack, it's Tony. What's going on?
Tony, I'm gonna have to get back to you. Start. Start!
I wanted to bring down David's presidency. I was so angry with David for what he did to me. I worked tirelessly for years to put him into office. I sacrificed everything. My career, my family. David betrayed me.
So you wanted revenge. What did Kingsley want?
Money. A war in the Middle East would triple the value of his oil.
So the only reason you're here is to make sure that no one can connect you to Kingsley.
Yes, like I told you, I came to protect myself. Look, Mr. Bauer, there's only one person you need to prosecute for this, and that person is sitting in that room there. I want full immunity. Otherwise, it's just your word against mine.
What do you think, Aaron? You think I'm unfit to fulfill my duties as president?
Sir, I'm under orders not to discuss this with you.
Are you under orders not to listen?
No, sir.
Good. Then I'll do all the talking. I assume you remember Jack Bauer. He believes the Cyprus recording, the single piece of evidence that's propelling us into this war with the Middle East, was fabricated. I've been removed from office because I believe in Bauer. If it wasn't for Jack, Los Angeles would be a killing field by now. Still, Prescott and the cabinet refused to believe that he might be right. If Jack finds the evidence after the planes have dropped their payloads, then it'll be too late. We will be at war against three innocent countries.
Well, I'm sure if Jack Bauer finds evidence, Vice President Prescott will... I mean, the president will recall the bombers.
I thought you were under orders not to speak to me, Aaron.
I'm doing my best, sir.
Your best would be to help me.
By doing what?
I need to talk to Jack Bauer. Find out if he secured the evidence. If I remember correctly, you have a son in the Navy.
Yes, sir, I do.
It's a fine thing to defend one's country. You should be proud. Let's make sure the cause he's fighting for is the just one. Give me a sat phone. I need a secure line.
Carrie, I need you to put these in the overnight database. Chappelle's gonna need them for his morning briefing.
Why are you giving this to me? This is your situation report.
I'm on something else.
What else?
I don't have to explain myself to you, Carrie. Just please, do it.
You do need to explain yourself. Because I think you're going behind Chappelle's back trying to help Jack Bauer.
Do you really want to do this, Carrie? Come after me? Because I've been letting you get away with a lot ever since you got here. But if you want the gloves to come off, fine.
What's going on here?
She's asking me to take on some of her workload. I just want to know why.
Why don't you want to tell her?
It's none of her business, Tony.
Look, just tell her so we can get back to work here.
All right. District's asked me to step into the breach as a liaison to facilitate the power shift. I'll be on the phone for the next 2 hours.
Sounds like a promotion. Congratulations.
You think she believed me?
No.
Go over it again. Look, I need you to find the facts. Even if you need to pull a couple agents in to help you, this needs to take first priority. Is breathing down my neck on this for some reason. That's something I just don't need right now.
Sure. I'll take care of it.
All right.
Mr. Chappelle.
Yes, Carrie.
In my opinion, Tony Almeida's not fit to run CTU.
Why not?
He's got Michelle working off book.
Doing what?
Can't say for sure, but I have a feeling the two of them are still trying to help Jack Bauer.
Thank you. Yet, but Palmer's been pulled.
What do you mean, pulled?
His cabinet invoked the 25th Amendment because he wanted to wait for confirmation of the Cyprus recording. Prescott's now president.
I'm ready to bring you evidence that proves that recording's been forged. Are you telling me Prescott won't even listen to it?
No, I'm telling you he won't wait for it. Jack, get me that evidence as quickly as possible, and I'll call Prescott with it.
Fine, you can start by sending a chopper to the address you gave me. I got Hewitt.
Is he definitely the one that made the recording?
Yes, absolutely.
Will he testify?
We're working on it.
All right, look, Jack, if I go to Chappelle and request a chopper for you, he's just going to deny it. He's got orders from district.
Just deal with it, Tony. We got bombers in the air right now. Here's our only chance of stopping this thing, please.
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
I know, Alex. I understand your concern, but the fact remains we both made a mistake. But we're lucky because they need us. Any deal I make will include you and vice versa. Remember, we're in this together.
Are you sure about this?
Honey, I would never lie to you. But you have to remember this one thing. I am the only one looking after your interest. No one else. I know how these things work. Just do as I say, and it'll all turn out well.
What about him?
Don't worry about him. I'll handle Agent Bauer. He won't be a problem. He's very low on the food chain.
So if I do this, you can keep me out of jail?
Absolutely. You'll be granted full immunity, just like I promised. Okay? All right, Jack, this is how it's gonna work. He's gonna come in and he'll testify. He can demonstrate the technology in a matter of minutes.
Have a chopper if he knows it's for Jack.
Yeah, but Jack's got Hewitt, and Hewitt definitely made that recording. But Chappelle can't ignore that.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me get back to you, Mark.
What?
Jack Bauer just contacted us.
Really?
Where is he?
North Hollywood.
What's he doing? He's got the guy who forged the Cypress recording and wants to bring him in.
Fine, let him.
Ryan, he's too far away. We need to send a chopper.
We've been through this, Tony. I'm done with Bauer. He's chasing a trail that leads nowhere. We're on to other things.
Ryan, what could be more important than keeping the U.S. from launching military strikes based on false information?
The thing is, Tony, you've been reassigned.
Reassigned? Where?
I'll let you know in a few days. For now, you can go home.
Ryan, you can't reassign me now.
This recording is real. We are going to war. We need to prepare for the domestic response. You have made yourself a liability I just can't afford. You've got 15 minutes to clean out your desk and get out.
Okay. Tarball has to decompress. It'll take about 20 minutes.
How's it gonna work?
I'm gonna make a recording for them. Right on the spot. Shift it around, reframe segments. It'll have the same specs as Cypress. It'll blow their minds.
Good.
And then I'm free to go, right? That's what she said.
Yes, she'll be fine now.
How come you're being so nice to me all of a sudden?
What do you mean?
10 minutes ago, it was all my fault. You called me a traitor, and now everything's fine, Alex? You guys are going to screw me, aren't you?
We're not going to screw you.
Yes, you are. If you made a deal, you're going to hang me out.
Alex, calm down. We can't hang you out. You have the proof. Without you, there is no deal.
Fine, then I want it in writing. Why won't you let me have an attorney?
Because we don't have time. Right now, there are bombers in the air, and they're going to start a war. Alex, you're going to have to trust me on this.
Why? Why should I trust you?
Maybe he's right, Jack. Why don't you have federal counsel meet us wherever we're going?
Excuse me.
It's just one phone call.
That's right. We want federal counsel.
No. I'm not trading with you, Alex. You're going to do your demonstration, then I help you. That's the deal. That's it.
I want
talk to you in private.
Wait, wait, Alice, what
I
are you
doing? I want to talk to him.
I told you I handled everything.
Then what are you afraid of? He said I was the only one who can make this happen. I want to talk to him alone.
Okay, all right, whatever you want. I'll be over here.
What's going on, Alex?
Is she trying to screw me or not?
No, she's trying to help you.
Why? I mean, she doesn't even know me.
Maybe because she thinks you got tricked into doing something you didn't fully understand. She wants to use her influence with the president to try and help you.
Because she thinks I'm innocent.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think she likes me.
She does.
Did you need any help?
No, it should only be one suitcase.
Take your time. We wait in the car.
Thanks. He just reassigned you? He didn't give any explanation?
Chappelle doesn't want me in the job. He's got his own people, and I'm not one of them.
What are you going to do? Tony, it's SATCOM.
Almeida.
Mr. Almeida, this is David Palmer.
Mr. President, what can I do for you, sir?
I need to speak to Jack Bauer. Do you know how to reach him?
Can you hold on, sir?
For a moment.
Yeah.
Jack, it's Tony. I have President Palmer on the line for you.
Okay, good. Patch him through. Tony, how are we doing on the chopper?
I'm working on it.
Work faster.
All right, here's the president. Mr. President, I have Jack on the line. Jack, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. President.
Jack, I don't know if you've heard, but I've been unseated.
Yes, sir, I have. I'm sorry.
Where are you on your investigation of the Cypress audio?
Mr. President, I can tell you for certain
the Cypress audio has been forged. I have in custody the man who engineered it. I'm going to be bringing him in soon. We'll pass him through to the White House and the Department of Defense so he can testify. Meanwhile, CTU is trying to process everything they can on him. Mr. President, there is something else, though.
What?
Your ex-wife, sir. Sherry, she's here with me.
How did that happen? Jack?
Yes, sir.
You can't talk.
No, sir.
Don't trust her, Jack. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. President.
Let me talk to her.
He wants to talk with you.
David?
What are you trying to do, Sherry?
I'm just trying to help you.
How can you help me? If you wanted to help me, you shouldn't have lied to me.
That's the problem, David. It's not always about the truth.
And what's that supposed to mean?
The truth is the Cypress recording was forged. The truth is you are right and they are wrong. The truth is you're trying to prevent an unnecessary war. And Jack Bauer and I are the only ones who can help you.
Stay out of his way, Sherry.
All right. All right, David.
Let me talk to Jack.
Yes, Mr. President.
Jack, I need this man to come forward now.
I understand, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Tony, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Alex, how much time have we got?
About 6 minutes.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
We need that chopper now.
I understand. You'll have it.
Thank you.
I'm gonna need your help.
I'm still here with the map.
Where is it, sir? Where's what? Please, David, don't make me do this. Give me the phone. Under arrest.
Mike, don't. I coerced him into getting it for me.
You didn't coerce anyone.
Shame on you for placing us both in this position. It should be you putting yourself on the line for me. Instead, Aaron did.
I tried to be a friend to you, sir.
I don't want a friend. I need someone to do the right thing. I'm sorry, Aaron.
There's nothing to be sorry for, Mr. President.
Officer, is that you? Hello?
Dessler.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sir, Rudin needs you. He's in holding room 2.
Tell him to call me.
The comm's out in that room.
All right, I'm on my way.
Where's Rudin? I got this. Go send that chopper to pick up Jack.
People getting here
soon.
Listen, Jack,
It's not just out of my own selfish desire that I'm trying to stay clean on all this.
Really?
It wouldn't be good for David's presidency if his ex-wife was implicated in this bomb.
So now you care about his presidency.
In light of what's happened today, my resentments seem obscenely petty. I don't know what I was thinking.
There's something I haven't told you yet about Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Palmer?
Yes, Mr. Palmer. His cabinet invoked the 25th Amendment less than an hour ago.
What?
Prescott's president now.
My God.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah. Jack, it's Tony. Chopper's about to leave. ETA's about 20 minutes.
So Chappelle's on board with us?
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
Look, Jack, it's better if you don't know.
Okay, fine. Tony, look, you're going to have to get the Attorney General involved in this.
What for?
Mrs. Palmer's going to want to try and cut a deal.
A deal?
Hugh's testimony incriminates her.
All right, look, I'll make sure everything's in place.
This thing's got to go like clockwork. There's no margin for error here.
Yeah, I know.
What did you mean I was going to try to cut a deal? I explained to you that Alex was not going to say anything without my permission.
Mrs. Palmer, all that I care about right now is that he convinces Prescott and the Joint Chiefs that he forged the Cypress audio. After that, you're free to try and cut any kind of deal you want.
No, that is not what we discussed.
Well, I'm sorry, that's the way it is.
Well, we'll see about that.
Mrs. Palmer, the conversations end here. You don't talk to him again, do you understand me? Don't try me, Mrs. Palmer. Take a seat on the couch.
Kim? You know this is all your fault, don't you? Carl would probably still be alive if it wasn't for you. Probably. You think I wanted to hurt her? I didn't. I loved her.
Dessler. This is Kim Bauer. I need to speak to my father.
Kim, your dad's not here right now.
Well, please find him. It's an emergency.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, Tony.
No, Jack, it's Michelle. Your daughter's on the other line.
Okay, fine. Put her through.
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
Dad.
Sweetheart, what's wrong?
I'm at the Matheson's house. Gary was here. He has a gun. He killed the officer that brought me here.
Where is he now?
He's passed out. I knocked him out.
Okay, get out of the house.
What if I killed him?
It doesn't matter, sweetheart. Just get out of the house now.
Okay. Oh, God!
Kim, what's going on?
He's moving!
Grab his gun.
I've got it.
Shoot him.
What?
Shoot him.
I can't.
Kim, I want you to point the gun at his chest and pull the trigger now.
No, I can't.
Kim, shoot him now.
Kim. You little bitch.
Kim, can you hear me?
Dad.
Did you do it? Shoot him again now, Kim. Shoot him again now. You to go downstairs and wait for them. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, baby, hurry.
Where are you going, Alex?
This is taking too long. I don't trust you anymore.
Don't be ridiculous. Everyone is looking to hunt you down. Kingsley, the government. We're the only ones who can help you. Without us, you don't stand a chance.
Hello?
Kate, it's Jack Bauer.
Is everything all right?
No, it's not. I need your help. My daughter's been involved in a self-defense shooting. I think she's in shock. I need you to take the police officer that I left behind with you and go and pick her up and take her over to CTU.
I'm sorry, Jack. I sent the officer home.
Son of a bitch. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I could do it. Go pick up Kim.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, then please call the police and tell them to meet you at 12 Blue Tree Drive. Okay, it's in your neighborhood. Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call CTU now.
Okay, I'll leave right away.
Please, Kate, hurry.
Get out of my way.
No.
Alex, get back to work. Sherry, stay away from him. This is Jack Bauer. I need to speak to Tony Almeida and Michelle Destler immediately. Yes, it's an emergency.
Me.